It's Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. In the history of modern dance in America, Trisha Brown holds a special place. The choreographer was a student of Martha Graham and was deeply influenced by the avant-garde style of Merce Cunningham. In the early 70s, she set a dance literally on the roof. Well, 15 of them, actually, with a dancer on each roof and the audience on yet another one to watch the performance.
Set and Reset isn't quite so avant-garde. First performed in 1983, the dance was a collaboration between Brown, photographer Robert Rauschenberg, and composer Laurie Anderson. This weekend, the UWM Department of Dance presents Set and Reset, Reset. The performance is the focal point of the department's year-long exploration of Brown's creative ideas called Brown, Lineage, and Process.
Melinda Myers was a former company member of the Trisha Brown Dance Company. She's been in residence at the university to work with dance students and other university collaborators to recreate that work. Myers, UWM Department of Art and Design Professor Leslie Vanson, and head of the UWM Dance Program, Simone Ferro, join me in the studio now. Ladies, welcome to Lake Effect.
Thanks for having us.
Tell me about Set and Reset. Why is this piece by Trisha Brown so important in the world of dance, and why is it important that we see it now?
It's important because it acts as this piece of repertory that is super iconic in modern dance history. It's one of Trisha Brown's most famous works, a collaboration with Robert Rauschenberg and also Laurie Anderson. And it feeds into the history of dance in a really nice way in terms of how improvisation and structure are tools to create composition. They also offer a certain mode of performance. That turns into then the restaging, where the students are allowed to not only learn a specific aesthetic that Trisha Brown has really worked through in her career and in her works, release-based modern techniques that have somatic practices as well. So instead of a repertory piece that's only choreography and learning someone else's role, they have to step up and actually create their own role with the material that the original company used to create the original Set and Reset.
So there's this really wonderful idea of paying homage to the past, but then taking it forward and having permission to do that.
Absolutely.
That this is a requirement.
Mm-hmm. For this project, it was super interesting to see the UWM dancers dig in and show up to it and allow themselves to find a new sense of their improvisation and also take ownership of what they were creating together.
So Simone, in the kind of training that you do in the dance department, is this the kind of thing that you encourage of all your students, no matter what piece they're working on? This kind of experimentation and willingness to take those kind of risks?
Of course. I think that the nature of UWM Department of Dance already implies that collaborative nature. So students are trained to have an impact in the outcome, in the process, and they build that sense of ownership. And I think that this is the best part of what we do at UWM is that collaborative nature, where the students feel involved and feel as owners of a final product.
Now, Leslie, you are the non-dancer in the group, other than me. But this is an interesting collaboration. I mean, you're kind of taking the Rauschenberg part.
Yes.
Yeah.
But nobody can take Rauschenberg's
exactly. part. Exactly. So you have to step up and do that. You have to pay homage to him, but also create something of your own.
Right, right. Yeah. And one of the things I did immediately was decide to take advantage of the collaborations I've been doing with some of my art and design graduate students for about 6 or 8 years. And I did that partly because Trisha Brown has made her own drawings, and my collaborative process comes out of those drawings also. So it feels like it's an homage to Rauschenberg working with Brown, but also picking up some of what Brown herself does and did relative to
this. How does this all work? I'm curious, do you sit in rehearsals? How is this all happening and getting pulled together?
It was quite independent.
Yeah, it actually is quite independent in the way that when in the original work, although clearly Rauschenberg and Brown are colleagues and dear friends, or were, So they were obviously working in a collaborative way, but there was a really large value in the separation of the forms and then bringing them together so they coexist in the same time and space. However, they don't depend on one another.
There were Brown's five rules for this set and reset.
So what are they?
So they're keep it simple.
Okay.
Act on instinct. Stay on the edge. Work with visibility and invisibility and get in line. So if you're drawing, turning drawings into digital projections, those are things to follow, but you can see how widely interpreted they could be. So I picked from my collaborative drawings and tried to weave them through and back and forth with those rules in mind.
What I love about this project is, as we were talking about, the collaboration and the idea that you have these two very distinct art forms finding a voice together, you know, things that we don't necessarily think about going together and working together and somehow making this really amazing, bigger than the sum of its parts kind of thing. Simone, is this the first time you've done this kind of collaboration, or has this happened between the visual arts and the dance department before?
It did happen.
Yes, it did happen. In 2008, Luc Vanier in Simone's department and Christopher Burns in the music department and I collaborated to put on a work called Triptych that was in the Kenilworth building at UWM. We occupied two floors and four different performance spaces at that time. And we all relied a lot on repetition and accumulation and found that the three of us shared aesthetic goals without imitating each other at all. So it was similar in the independence of the parts and then bringing them together so they could coexist.
Do you think it takes a particular type of artist, a visual artist, to be able to do this? Simone's nodding.
I think that there is a question of availability.
Yes.
And every single time that we have collaborated, and we have collaborated with the UWM Film Department, with the Music Department, and of course the Department of Art and Design, and with the Theater Department, of course. But it depends on the individual artists in all the other departments, because they needed to be open. Collaborations have its pros, and you have difficult moments as well, and that capability of giving each other feedback. And this is a field that we base our work in our peers' feedbacks, and trusting that this feedback is legitimate, is truthful, and is based on aesthetic that is commonly shared, I think that is phenomenal.
So how are the students reacting to all of this? People who would not have seen this in its original form, you know, and are creating it. How has rehearsal been going and how are they reacting to it?
They're reacting really professionally, honestly. I came in last summer to do an intensive, and it was very intense. I mean, this was 8 hours of rehearsal for about 10 days
wow.
in a row. And that's a lot of work. And actually, for the professional company, Trish Brown's company, when we would learn, when I learned set and reset, I think it took us about 6 months to learn the phrase material alone. And that's how much detail and time that company takes to really embody the work. And so that's the integrity of that. But in a situation like this, when we only have a short amount of time, the students really stepped up into that material because it's dense. It's really a very new aesthetic. It's a lot of detail, and yet it's very free. So there's this attention to the geometries and the alignments of the body, the sort of dynamic, energetic lines, mixed with then letting go and releasing and finding the weight of the body as well. So it's a very specific way of moving. And then trying to take that material and improvise with it and not do your own affectations, but to really use the material as is, it's a tall order. So they really stepped up and beyond, you know, what I imagined maybe they would be able to do in such a short amount of time. There are 14 dancers and 2 casts, and it's exciting to see them work together because they took time between the 2 casts making the material and then teaching the material. And there is a certain amount of accountability that happens when you have to teach your role in dance because you have to put language to it and communicate it to another body. So I think actually that helped the process, that they had to communicate with one another about their choices inside of the improvisation.
And Simone, what's the feedback you're hearing kind of scuttlebutt around the department? Are the students really taking a lot away from this?
Oh, a lot. I have to say that when Mindy finished her one 10-day residency, we invited some community members to join us, and we were all speechless by the quantity of material, because the dancers are on the stage and interacting with each other for 15 minutes nonstop. To see the dancers being able to step up to that level of skillfulness, it's really rewarding for us.
I was going to say, it must feel good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're doing something right in the department when they can do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I want to thank all three of you so much for coming in and talking with us about Set and Reset, and best of luck with it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Melinda Myers is an alumna of the Tricia Brown Dance Company. Leslie Vanson is a professor of art and design at UWM. And Simone Farrow is head of the university's dance department. The Winter Dances performances of Set and Reset, Reset are from February 5th through the 8th at the UWM Main Stage Theater. There's more information at WUWM.com.
We'll take one last break and then return with the latest installment of Precious Lives. You are listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. We'll be right back.